not going to vote on this next one or run this part of the meeting, because I'm familiar with this property, and it wouldn't be appropriate.
Go ahead, Ken.
Okay, all right, so the next one, also in Region 4, is Everson Bench Conservation Easement. This is an interesting one. It's a proposed conservation easement on about 440 acres of deeded land. That's a mix of sagebrush grassland and badland habitat in the Arrow and Coffee Creek drainages. It's about 15 miles north of Denton in Fergus County. The ranch property includes also about 1,500 acres of leased federal lands. The real value and selling point of this proposal is actually access. This property kind of serves as a gateway to about 9,000 acres of inaccessible public land, federal land, in that Upper Missouri Breaks National Monument. So it provides some pretty important access in a highly desirable area. And then obviously it also provides some important habitat for deer, upland game birds, and increasingly elk. This is a project that actually the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation has, again, been one of the leads in helping to put it together and may help fund it. And so part of again, with your endorsement, is figuring out what is the project. This one is also sort of similar to the Sleeping Giant one. The access piece, both to the public land and, you know, trailhead type access, is a real feature of it. And so one of the things we're looking at when we look at these projects is just the mix of funding. And so we do have some pots of money for access. So if we negotiate with this person, we would also be looking at, you know, how would we tie in some of that access money to help pay for it, since that's one of the key features of it. So, again, when you guys give us endorsement, that just gives us the green light to start figuring out how to put it together and the different pots of money to put towards it, as well as the partnership. So, with that, we're seeking your endorsement, and we'd be happy to answer any questions.
Do we have a motion?
Mr. Vice Chair, I move the Commission endorse the proposal to negotiate the Everson Bench conservation easement and complete associated analysis.
Do I have a second?
A second.
I have a motion and a second. Discussion. Does any of the commissioners have any questions at this time? Hearing none, is there any public comment here in Missoula on this proposal?
Commissioner, Chairman, Mike Mueller with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation again. With this project, I always love to thank the staff, Sonia Anderson and the Region 4 staff, field staff, and all that have been working on this. This is a landowner that we've had a lot of discussions with on this project for some time now. Boy, if you want to have a good hunting experience, go to the public lands there for grouse, pheasant, mule deer. Elk are moving into the area. It is an amazing project. So we all know one of the top obstacles for new hunters getting into hunting is finding quality places to hunt. We also know for us that hunt today, we're always interested in continuing to find good, high-quality places to hunt, right? Well, that's what caught the Elk Foundation's eye with this project. If we're successful with this project, there's a potential through this conservation easement and the agreements here is to open up nearly 10,000 acres of public lands through not only the easement administered by Fish and Parks, but also some road easement that might be involved with that. So this is just a great project. I believe the landowner enrolled in block management. And it's interesting, Mr. Glass, the family came to us a couple of years ago. They originally came to the BLM and the Elk Foundation and Fish and Parks because there were so many people asking for permission to hunt. And so they were looking for help to handle that issue. So it's great when you have a willing landowner that allowed hunting the old traditional way, and was looking for answers to continue that. And like I said, he enrolled in block management this year, I believe. So anyway, great access project. We're just hoping we can assist with developing this project and we can get it across the finish line. So the Elk Foundation would sure like to ask for your endorsement. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Further comment?
Chairman, member of the commission, my name is Chris Marchand from Anaconda Sportsman's Club.
and we'd like to support this project. I'm really glad to see that we're spending some money over there in the eastern part of the state. You know, in the legislature, when we got these monies, it's us guys in the west that have done the heavy lifting, and we spent most of the money over here. And it's really nice, but a lot of us like to go to eastern Montana, and those folks in eastern Montana, it's great to, you know, these projects sometimes don't look the same as the stuff that we do over here, but I'm really glad that we're spending money over there and looking for access for people in that part of the state. Some great opportunities and some really diverse type of hunting. So even though we're over here in the western part of the state, I'm glad that we've got projects over there competing for money. So thank you.
Thank you. Further comment here? Nick?
Commissioners, again, I'm Nick Gbach with the Montana Wildlife Federation. And again, this is, you know, the values of the property itself are 440 acres are great, but this 10,000 acres, we can't stress enough the quality of the habitat out there and the incredible hunting opportunities. And so I want to thank the Elk Foundation for working on this. We're going to have a celebration next week on a similar project there, the one outside of northwest of Helena. But the last thing I'll say is, you may have seen a couple weeks ago there was a press account of how these access programs that we've developed over the recent legislative sessions are underutilized. And I hope a project like this gets people thinking about how we can use these funds. And so I appreciate what Ken McDonald said about looking to use some of those other pots of money for this. This is a great one. Again, let's get this one done. Thanks.
Thank you. Further comment here in Missoula? Seeing none, is there any comments in any of the regions?
Yes, good afternoon, commissioners. My name is J.W. Westman, representing Laurel Rod and Gun Club today. Quite simply, we would ask you to endorse this project. Other folks have talked of the good things surrounding this project, so we would simply ask you to endorse this project at this time. Thank you.
Thanks, JW. Any more comments from the regions? Seeing none, any further comments from the commissioners? I'd just like to thank the department, the landowner, and all of the other groups that have worked on this proposal. It's going to be very beneficial, and it is in my district, so thank you. Seeing no further comment, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. I'll turn it back over to Chairman.